My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So a lot of people getting in on Jose Ramirez. And whether or not like you owe Jose Ramirez more during the trade deadline. Because there is, like, when we say, and we're partially to blame, because if I were just driving around, like, and I'm, like, half-ass paying attention, right? And we were saying, well, Jose Ramirez took a $100 million discount, $100 million discount, $100 million discount. We were doing it for the last, what, 2 years now? I think a lot of us would say, well, there's $100 million sitting there that they can use for other players. I don't know if there's $100 million sitting there. So when I say that to Terry and Euclid, that's partially my fault there as well. Okay, I gotta accept some blame, because when we say he takes a massive discount, we act as if, hey, we have this money, but if we pay you all this money, then we can't pay anybody else. I don't know. So I can turn right on around and say, for Jose, you signed the deal because you like the area, you like the fans, and you like playing for the organization. That sounds callous. That sounds like you got yourself into something you can't get yourself out of. That doesn't sound right. I don't like sounding like that when it comes to Jose Ramirez. I don't want to take Paul Dolan's side or an owner's side when it comes to a guy like Jose Ramirez, any baseball owner, when it comes to that. Because I think it is a bit crass. And I think you agree with me on that. But when we do say, like, hey, he could have got 260, got it, ended up getting like 160 or whatever the number was, you know, we kind of create a falsehood of whatever money that they're sitting on, pile of money that they could. Like, if you had an extra $100 million and I knew they had an extra $100 million, it's like, I don't want to hear anything about, I don't know if I'd really want to go after Blake Snell. Let me use him as an example. $25 million next year in salary, or $30 million next year in salary, is not a reason to not go after Blake Snell if that were to be the case. Now, if you just tuned in, I can't advocate for Blake Snell.
Who did Blake Snell get traded to again yesterday? That trade deadline, what was the big move? Where
I don't know if he did.
Blake Snell got traded. What's the team he got traded to, Mitch?
The Giants kept him.
Can you? Oh, he didn't get traded is what you're saying.
I don't think he got traded.
Oh, that's right.
You're doing a little fooling right now,
Anthony.
Wait
a second.
Pull the old switcheroo, did he?
Hold on. Did you? You were telling me before the show. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., where did he end up?
Toronto.
What was the move? Oh.
They traded him to themselves?
I don't even understand what they have to give up in that deal.
Nothing.
So, well, that's a good deal then.
Hmm.
I mean, you see the lunacy in how fans are talking about this. They think it's the NFL. They think it's the NBA. They think that superstars are going around and moving from team to team. Like, that is, guys, are you not paying attention to how this works? That's not how this works. And it certainly is not how it works this year.
There's constraints of not market constraints, but even sport constraints there. You notice that there were a lot of guys. And we can say that those were Scott Boras clients.
Yeah.
Boras. Yeah. It's weird to say clients and Boras at the same time. It's weird. the Borai were out there, and a lot of them had were sitting there waiting on deals, and they were saying Scott Boras had messed it up and things like that. But I also know, I mean, you know this, Anthony, we haven't made the biggest a deal. Nobody knows where the TV money's coming from or that they are going to get all their TV money. Boy, and so you and I have stressed that going, hey, with all these local deals, they really don't know what they're getting.
Go read about the Twins. Every single publication wrote the Twins have no clue if they're getting any money from TV.
Well, no, they took a $30 million payroll haircut because of that because they didn't know. Right.
And I think it's been rumored that the Guardians $20 million less than they were supposed to get.
Well, $20
million
less to the Guardians is about $150 million less to the New York Yankees.
And then add that to what they're paying Miles Straw. Laureano, I think they got $20 million, just not at the big league roster.
Yeah.
Remind me, Mitch, you were also going to be all over this. What's the contract extension that Garrett Crochet signed with his new team? What did he end up getting?
$0 and 0 cents so far because he hasn't signed one, I believe.
Okay, but who did he get traded to?
He didn't get traded to anybody. He stayed with the White Sox, the 27-83 White Sox.
So
they're 27-83.
That's amazing, by the way.
Holy potatoes.
On pace to break the modern era record for worst record in a season.
And if I gave you 2 seconds, could you name me one of the two broadcasters on TV for that White Sox?
Mirror him.
Steve Jones.
He got it.
He did get it.
He did get it.
Barely. He kind of went like phone. How did you not get Schriffen?
Yeah, why didn't you get Schriffen? We have a whole bit named after
him. I'm going to be honest. I didn't realize for the first second that I was actually on cue, so I had to like rush there.
Greg in Canton. In the hometown. You're next up on the fan, Greg.
Okay, I want you guys real quickly. Don't look it up. Name me one bona fide ace from the playoff teams in the American League. I'm thinking maybe Corbin Burnes, maybe Seth Lugo. Don't give me Garrett Cole because I don't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know what body fatigue is. Give me one.
I'm not giving it to you.
Okay. Secondly, there's a big difference in the way the playoffs are going to match up, because we're not going to play that stupid wild card round where we have to use our 1 and 2 against our in the first round. We're going to get Bybee and Williams matched up against a 3, 4, or 5th starter in that theory, because we don't have to play that for, we're not, unless we implode. But the bottom line is we keep, you know, so the pitching matchups it's not going to be as bad as we think it is. And I think this trade for Alex Cobb was was similar to what they did with Cliff Lee in 2007, when they left Cliff Lee to rot in the minors because he couldn't get his head straight. Here, they're telling Tristan McKenzie, We would rather have Cookie Carrasco and two guys who haven't pitched yet rather than you. Stop strikeout hunting and get this fixed or whatever your problem is.
Well, Greg, I think you made a couple of really valid points that, you know, I don't want to turn it into, okay, let's hope we get a rain delay. Like, we'll have Gavin Williams, rain delay, Ben Lively, Gavin Williams. Like, I hope we don't turn it into that. But you do have a great point where it's like, man, we're really hoping, and this isn't just with the Guardians. I think Seattle's gotten a lot of quality starts out of their starting rotation. Their starting rotation has been pretty good this year. But
I don't think they can score a run, can they?
Well, I'm just saying, Greg, like we're kind of hoping that guys can get through five now. And so the bullpen has actually become a strength for us, and I don't think we're used to that right now. We used to be used to going, hey, let's go seven each outing. We got to get through seven. Now it's like, can you give me five? Well, and I don't think that's just the Guardians. I think that's everybody.
They were doing that in the 2016 World Series. This isn't a new concept.
And that was a different feeling because we did have an injury in there. But I'm saying all across baseball, you're right on. But all across baseball, because we're only paying attention to the Guardians. Let's be honest with each other here. Greg, you make a great point because throughout baseball, it's like, hey, let's get through five. Like if a guy goes, like, what? Who was it? Who started against San Diego in the game I went to that Friday, damn it, and he got through five innings and we were giving him a standing ovation. Like five and a third and we're giving him a standing ovation. And Greg, thank you very much for the call. Like, Greg's not wrong about that. We're just so used to having good starting pitching I kind of have to recalibrate how to react to some of this stuff.
I went and watched him start Xavion Curry a week and a half ago. And he made it through five and we were like, yeah, we won the game because we got the guy that's not in the rotation into the part where they were playing the Tigers, and the Tigers went bullpen day. That was a win.
Mike Vrabel spoke to the media yesterday. He was asked, will he play a role during Browns games?
There won't be a role on game day. You know, that's something that we had talked about prior to doing this, which, you know, it is the right fit for everybody.
Will he try for another head coaching job this coming offseason?
Sure. You know, I mean, at the right time. I think, you know, there's a time and place for that. It's not going to be anytime soon. Things that I'll ultimately learn here may help me the next time that, you know, I get an opportunity to have one of those interviews.
This seems to be about as secure as a Browns head coach has been. Think about this. Marty? Can you count him being secure? There might be, if there's 60-year-olds listening right now, please correct me. I'm serious. Please correct me. I'm going
Belichick
all the way back.
Before he cut Kozar? Was he secure?
Well, I remember like as a child, people were just...
He wasn't bringing in...
It was non...
He could be a head coach right now.
Bill Belichick was the villain of villains. And it wasn't just... Like, even before he... Like, the cutting of Bernie, like, people just did not like the guy here. And like down in Canton, it was like, when are they going to fire this clown? When are they going to fire? I remember my dad laughing when the Patriots, we were watching the press conference on CNNSI, when the Patriots like brought him in, laughing. And then we saw what happened. Of course, he got Tom Brady. But is this as secure as a head coach has been? Because I don't feel like there's going to be drama here. Like at first, people were starting to hit the sirens on Mike Vrabel. I'm going, I think he's fine.
Well, can I ask a question, though?
I think we're fine here.
I get they said they agreed on it beforehand. Why isn't Mike Vrabel, if you're telling me that Mike Vrabel does all these amazing things and we're seeing it, and boy, our media is absolutely loving Mike Vrabel, the videos the Browns are posting, we have national correspondents saying what a huge coup this is for the Browns to have another set of eyes like that, a guy that should be coaching. Why isn't he helping on game days? Game days are pretty important.
Does it say he's going to not be there on game day?
Said he has no role on game days.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.